Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again, Lord, for the word we're going through now. And we just thank you, Father God, as we just saw with your dealing here with Simon and many of the prophets of old, that you were leading them in a specific plan and purpose, Lord, a destiny that was laid out for their lives. And thank you, Lord, everything that was laid out for their lives, you brought to pass. You set up the plan. And therefore, you set up the beautiful, wonderful things that they experienced in Christ, with Christ, in the kingdom. So we just thank you now as we go read further. We just see the blessings that has come to the nations, to all of us, and the glory that has come to Israel. Thank you, Lord, that we realize that it's in you. Amen. When we look to you, we can be gathered by you, and you can protect us as a hen would protect their chicks. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you called us and you called us into fellowship and you called us into kingdom realities and you called us to a walk with you, a wonderful purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 2 from verse 28 to 32. Simeon took the child in his arms and gave thanks to God. Now, Lord, you have kept your promise, and you may let your servant go in peace. With my own eyes I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light to reveal your will to the Gentiles and bring glory to your people Israel.
Hallelujah. We can say together with Simeon, because God has taken hold of us as well. And we have come to understand, as we have loved the scripture, as we have believed the scriptures, man shall live by this. Amen. Every word that comes from the mouth of God, we realize that we are born again. And in born again, we partook of the Spirit and we've been translated into your kingdom. And I thank you now. As our eyes of our understanding enlightened, we have seen what is available for the nations out there. And so I just thank you. Thank you for this wonderful journey, Lord, that we are now part of the church of the firstborn. Our hearts have been circumcised. We have your leading into the purposes, into our name that is written in heaven, our predestined calling. And I thank you. We are in fellowship with the Father and Son. So thank you. Thank you for your goodness that is upon us. And thank you for your goodness that is with us. And I thank you, you start a work and you complete it, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.